what we call a goof. And in this heichel, in this sanctuary called the person, whatever, there are four rulers. And each one, his maila is greater than the next. The moach, the lev, the kaved, and the avare hamin, the reproductive organs. Veichen avare veichel abe pekidim, v'shem ha-koyach ha-moishech, ha-koyach ha-machzik, ha-koyach ha-makel, ha-koyach ha-doiche. The four different things that process whatever comes into our bodies. Moishech, machzik, makel, the digestive system, and the koyach ha-doiche, the waste matter. Talks about the gallbladder. Don't exactly know what he's on about, yeah? The black gallbladder, the green one. The blood. Okay, the whole physiological structure and system of a human being put into the lotion of a rishon. And now he starts going on to the next section here. Upiza boire avodi mon reish peichet. Upiza haboire avodim al pnei haheichel. Of course, Baruch Hu spread out over this heichel, the sanctuary, avodim mibifnim ubebuchutz, inside and outside. Kileila avdoi uleshomri, in order to serve the heichel and to guard it v'heim, evra odo. Avodim shebifnim haheichel hem hameim, havridim, hashirim, haatzabim, vahaorkim. On the outside, you have the limbs of the person, the arms, the hands, all the limbs of the person. The internal avodim are the stomach, the muscles, the veins, the bones. The whole physiological system, okay, which we don't know very well. We've learned this from the Gemara. We'd learned it from science, so we're in a different place from him, but we know what he's talking about. You have hands and legs and a tongue and teeth and nails and all the other different parts of the external aspects of the body. Then you have things that bind you to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which are these things that interact or balance or connect. Things that Kavanah is the Ruchnias to the Gashmias. So what are those things? Adam Hanoveya Shomishkan Lachayim Hativi. The dam that flows, that's the Mishkan. That's the Shalom Yonatan. That's the Mishkan. Sorry, I just got lost when Yonatan came in here. This that connects the Ruchnius Gam is Adam Hanoveya, Shu Mishkan L'chayim HaTivi. That's where the natural heat of the person comes from. V'chayim HaTivi is to whom, sorry. L'chayim HaTivi. Again, the Dam, that's the Mishkan of the natural body heat. V'chayim HaTivi Shu Mishkan L'nefesh HaChiyonis. So again, I am going to cue what he's talking about. This natural heat that a person has, which has something to do with the blood, that's the mishkan of the nefesh achiyonis. The nefesh achiyonis, who mishkan anashoma. It's a system of how things one above the other connect to each other at a very physical level. Then Hashem took you and he mamash stuck you into this heichel with a very strong bond. And he bound you to it with a very well-structured, well-ordered seder. Together with that, with Hashem's abilities and Hashem's wisdom, that's how he does it. Okay, I'm going to foggy idea what's going on here. If you know what's going on, I'm happy to hear what you have to say. I'm not sure what this has to do with anything, Lord, how this is answering the question that the Nefesh had. What exactly is my purpose in this world? What am I doing here? And he started to explain it, and then he went on a whole, I didn't do very well in biology, and I didn't do very well in whatever those kind of subjects at school, and I'm still not exactly know what's going on yet. Okay. No, I mean, in Shara Bechina, he gave us ideas of the untold genius that you see in the way the body's murkav and how the blood and the antibody system, whatever. Sounds more like what you need in Shara Bechina, I don't know. Hashem has, for this, he gave this person two advisors, and he put on top of them two soifrim, two scribes. He says, yeah, because Adam whatever person does makes an impact above, that we know. Whatever you do down, yeah, has an impact. The Nefesh Chaim explains, it says, so the thought is, know what's above you. Know that above you, there's a, there's something above you. But the Nefesh Chaim explains it as, Da malamalo mimcho. Know that what's above comes from you. The mimcho. Whatever's going on in the higher worlds, whatever influence is taking place there, the Briskrovs is the same idea. It's all from us. That's where the real struggle is. It's in the Ruchnistika world. So therefore, everything has a Reishim above. And therefore, somebody writes down whatever you're doing. That's the Shnei Seifrim, the two scribes that are writing down everything you do down here. He gives you servants and assistants for everything what you need in this world. One of the two advisors, trustworthy survivor number one, is your seichel. And he tells you what the Rotzen Hashem is. That's what the seichel does. If you consult the seichel, you always get straight answers. That's his job. His job is to tell you what the Rotzen Hashem is. And this is, what does Hashem want here? The Seichel will tell you. Then you have another trusted advisor called the Taivas, the Yetzirahara. His job is to get you to do things, and he's going to get Hashem to be angry with you. And we know these two advisors very well. We know the Yetzer Hara functions and how he works, and we know the Yetzer Tov works and how he works, and we're struggling with these dynamics all the time. That's not a secret. There's nothing mysterious about what he just said here. The goof, the Yetzer Hara that gets you caught up in all the things that are not good for you with very compelling arguments. Then we have a Seichel that tells us what Hashem wants. The Yetzirah tells you what Hashem wants, but it's not really what he wants, but you think it's what he wants. Ve'echad mishnei ha-soifrim kosef es ma'asecha toivim shat oseh b'seisu b'goloi. One of the scribes upstairs, he writes down all the good things you did, whether it was hidden or revealed. Ve'mitzvan libcho b'nir al-ayin, whether it's things that are hidden in your heart, things that somebody can see. The other guy, he writes down all the things that you prefer that weren't written down. Exactly the same way as the scribe that's writing the good things you do, whether they're hidden, revealed, whatever. Exactly the way he writes it down. So the sefer for the Yetzer Hara, he writes down all the things that you weren't supposed to do. Who are the servants and the assistants? Those are the midas of the nefesh. We've got simcha, daiger al masha, osid litrachesh, person's besimcha, or the worries a person has about what's going to be. He's worried about what the future will bring. Asoson vayogon al mitrachesh behover, or the simcha and the pain, the sadness a person has from what's happened. Vazichron vashitocho, memory and forgetfulness, tachochon vatipshus, wisdom and silliness, stupidity, vagvura vapachtanut, strength and bravery and fear and terror, hanedivus vakamtsunut, whole list of midas here. Altruism and miserliness, hatzedek vareisha, busha vaozus, vatikva vahira, tikva vahira. Interesting, eh? Tikva is hope and yira is fear, is the opposite of hope. Okay. What's going to be in the future? He says it again. Va'ava va'sina, hate and love. Anor va'tzar, pleasure and suffering. Gaiva va'nova, v'histoirus va'shiflus. V'ha'ba midas ke'elu sh'at mishtamish bohem b'mitzboinech. Many, many midas that a person uses in the inner recesses of his mind. Well, this is the whole, well, at least part of the whole recipe of who we are. So there you have these two yatsim, the seichel and the which is the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Then you have the seifrim that write down, depending on which one you followed, good or not good. And then you have all these assistants and servants and mishamshim and mishalsim, which are the midas, these conflicting opposite midas, simcha v'daiga, anor v'tzar, gaiva v'anova, all of the whole gambit of Ochus Tzadikim, Bonakid, all the different midas. The Pekidim, La'avodim, Le'yotzim, Le'mesholsim, Le'shamshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded all of these assistants, helpers, clerks, all these different, I don't call them people, all these different forces that provide us with these different services. They're all under your control and supervision for a certain period of time. That's what the Boira Elam was going. Until you die. So just one second. Sorry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded all these things for a certain period of time until you don't need them anymore. Ulamah le'satafkidim, they will fulfill their unique missions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on them from the time that this person was created. Umili tafkidim eile, hem ha'pe'ulo she'adam oise mitoich hechreach. It's the actions that a person does perforce. V'atchum she'adam po'el bo lefi gzeiros ha'boire, lefi ma u'velo lefi bechirosoihu. These are the things that are done b'hechrach from the gzeira of Hashem, and not because of your bechira. This is not the stuff where you have bechira. Remember, we discussed last 2 weeks ago the conflict that we had, and you can't discuss it, and you'll get into a mess. You might not be clearest if you start trying to get into understanding what's bechira, what's not bechira, where you force, where yechrach. Yeah, he's telling you these are the things that are b'hechrach, not bechira. Hashem gave you permission to use all these choichas, the whole gamut of what makes up a human being at all the different levels, from the seichel all the way down to the midas, in specific ways and according to the unique conditions that he set up in order to maklaim your guf, ולא סיאס כל פעולת שהבוירה נוסן לוח, את השליטה לעשות בעולם הזה, all the actions, all the things you're going to do in this world, that Hashem gave you permission to do in this world, ופעולת אלו הן, קיום כל המצוות, these actions that you're going to be doing, these things you're going to be busy with, is keeping all the mitzvahs. אלה שהשכל מחייב לקיים אותם, the ones that the seichel obligates you to keep, even out the Torah, your seichel would get you to do these things, what we call the muskolos. ואלה שאין השכל מחייב אותם, and the things that the seichel wouldn't get you to do, the seichel wouldn't work out, bosa v'chola, shatnas, many things that we call chokim, but you wouldn't be able to work out. Many mishpotim we wouldn't work out either, but there's things that your seichel wouldn't mechayev you to do. Ba'pula shemutu leisam, v'hizu otoch, aboyre leimu. The things that are mutter to do, we saw that earlier, that they're not osu, they're not chiyuvim, they're mutter to do. And Hashem warned us. Kol ha'dvarim shemesati liyodeh, all the things I handed over to you, v'shenasati lach es ha'shlita lishtamesh behem be'olam hazeh, and all the things that I gave you permission to utilize in this world, al yatu oitcho lachshov shehem atzman drushim lekiyumech, l'shleimoisech u'lahanoisech. These things that are muta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and he gave us shlita to use them, he tells us, don't make a mistake and think that these things in and of themselves you need for your existence. These are not hechreich, for your shleimus or for your benefit. These things are not going to add to you and they're not going to take away from you at all. They won't bring you hano, they won't bring you tsa, parav. These things are parav. The things that are just kashrut to your body, whether they come from inside or from outside, in and of themselves, these things have nothing for what you need. Interesting motto. They're in relation to you, these things are like the placenta to the baby once it's been born. It's like the shell of an egg to the frog. It doesn't harm you, it doesn't help you. Well, there it is. It needs to be immortal because without the shilia, the vlad wouldn't survive. It is the chrech. And without the beta, the kipata beta, the beta, the chicken couldn't thrive inside that environment. So I don't know why that's a good example. What do you mean the little baby chicken doesn't need the egg? It's not hechroch. For sure it's hechroch. How's it gonna grow and develop without the egg? It needs the egg. So that's the kashi asks. Because there's ainu klal chelik me'afroach. The what is the egg is not part of the chicken. For sure it needs the egg, otherwise it wouldn't exist. But it's not part of the chicken. It's a separate thing. Same as your house. You need to have a roof over your head, but the roof over your head is not you. It also doesn't have any influence on the way the chicken's developing. So it's got nothing to do with the health, it's got nothing to do with the chicken feels and what's going on in the chicken. It's a way of protecting the chicken in the air while it's doing what it's doing, but it's not part of the chicken, it's not impacting on the chicken, it's just providing a clearing in the forest, it's providing a wall, it's providing a protection. Yeah, you see the difference. Therefore, it's a means to an end. It's there to protect the chicken. In the same way that the egg is not hechrech for the chicken, not part of the chicken. It's a necessary thing that you need, but the law doesn't impact or influence the chicken. It's something that just looks after the chicken, so things from outside don't damage it. So too, Gabe Adam, the Gufa Adam, and everything else in Olam Hazeh, klape the Neshama. Einem chelik me Neshama, they're not part of the Neshama. These physical things, the goof and all the things around it, are not part of the neshama. Ein heim drushim lekiyuma, and you don't need them for the neshama's existence. Neshama can exist without these things. Ein heim motzifin lo eizeh shleimus. It doesn't provide the neshama with any shleimus. Ein heim mashpim al hargashosoi. It doesn't impact on the neshama's feelings. Elaim kelim v'emtzayim shaneshama mishtameshes money. These are tools that the neshama uses for a temporary period of time. The neshama, for whatever the divine wisdom decided, the neshama has to be in a goof for a while. Same way as a chicken needs to be inside an egg for a while. But the chicken never thinks that the egg is him. He never starts identifying with the egg, with the klipata beitza. And think that the klipata beitza is somehow impacting on his midas and his well-being and his law. So too, all the physical, the goof in this world or whatever, is it all chelik me'aneshama? It's just something that the neshama needs to be inside for a while, the same as a chicken needs to be inside an egg, because that's the way the Chochmah Elyona decreed it. These are temporary tools that the neshama uses. The meshach tkufa to the tkufa while it's in the body, in order to prepare himself, the neshama, for a higher level. In other words, why Hashem did it like that, and why that's the way we do things, but that's Hashem created the world and decreed that the neshama has to come into a guf in order for the neshama to go to higher places. So Hashem decreed that the little chicken has to come into an egg in order to be born into a different dimension. So too, so the guf's not part of me. It's not hechreishi. It doesn't impact on the neshama. It's a kli that the neshama uses in order to do what it needs to do while it's down here. So that's not our relationship with our guf bichlal. We hardly know. We hardly in touch with the neshama. We identify with the guf much more than we do with the neshama. Hopefully, a few days before Rosh Hashanah, you'll be doing a bit of work in Elul. Well, what's the lesson there that he brings? The Rambam is what's the truth of Rosh Hashanah? Zoiches by recho, u'mabit le'nafshoseichem. Gosh, when Moshe Shmuel, we did this last year, I think. That what's the truth of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is also part of the Aseret Metzuvah. But you're not allowed to mention chet on Rosh Hashanah. We don't klap al chet. We don't do the arba basics of tshuva. There's no tshuva there. Where's the tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? If our tshuva. So he brought from the Rambam. The Rambam says the shofar arouses you to zoiches boirecho. Remember Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember there's a boirei lam. U'mabit le'nafshoseichem. Chai chai nefesh v'lo chai guf. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's remembering who you really are. It's getting back in touch. Yom Haras Olam. It's the day you created, literally. Because the whole year, slowly, slowly, from Rosh Hashanah, you get more and more caught up in thinking that the egg is actually part of you. You start thinking that this world, the goof in our world, is our knees, our knee. You identify with our goofs deeply. We're drowning in the physical world, in our goofs. Rosh Hashanah comes along and says, hey, wake up. Just remember, get back in touch with reality. You're the chicken, you're not the egg. What came first, the chicken or the egg? No, there's another question. Who are you, the chicken or the egg? Are you a goof or a neshama? You're a neshama, and the goof happens to be a... No one ever thinks he's his car. Car's a very useful thing. It gets you to a place you can do things you can never, but no one ever... I mean, there are people that identify with their cars. They care more about their cars than themselves. We're talking about normal people. He understands his car's a key, it's a tool. He never starts thinking that he's the car, the car's him, or... Things that his car is giving him pain or suffering, or look, sure, it's a vessel, it's a kli. So that's the work on Rosh Hashanah. The work on Rosh Hashanah is to get back in touch with reality, this reality that he's talking about. Lost the place I went sitting. Oh yeah, kol evam zeh lotcha. Penetzati lachais ashlite lishtamish behem b'oilam hazeh. Al yetot chol lachshuv shayim atzman drushim nikiyomech. V'shlem oschoy v'la anoyschoy. Ki dvorim eilu lo yitzif aloch. V'lo yigrolo mimcha mum. They don't give you anything. ולא תגיע אליך מהם לא הנוע ולא צער. You're not going to get benefit or pain from them. הם רק דברים הנוהגים לגופך. All the things that are just kosher to your body. הבואים אליו מבפנים או מבחוץ, internal, external, ואין בהם אף דבר שהוא מצד עצמו אלא צריך. In and of themselves, there is no, they have no need for you. You have no need for them. הם ביחס אליך כמו השיליה לגבי הוולד, וכמו כיפת הבייסה לגבי פרח. That's a person has to look at himself. זה ממש not פשוט. It's very, very tough, eh? You know, you get an ingrown toenail, what do you say? My toe hurts. And it ממש hurts. You can't concentrate, you can't say shema, you can't think, you're limited with the pain in the goof. You're telling me, yeah, why? Is it not kosher to you? When your car is a flat tire, okay, it's an inconvenience, but you don't feel pain in your leg, you know. As a little bit, but going into Rosh Hashanah, at least Mr. Shem will be able to at least have a little bit. Again, I'm not sure what he's talking about. My mom is way beyond me this. I hope you guys know what he's talking about. I'm happy to read and translate as best as I can. I'm about to say that I know what's going on here. I can't tell you. Well, what comes out for sure is the last little tickle. It's a Moedic commercial. Is that you're not the egg. You're the chicken inside the egg, and don't start identifying with the egg other than being something that's there just to guard you. So to the goof and the physical world and Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, and all the things of Olam Hazeh, they're vehicles. They're clear. They're tools. Of they're not you. You're in the Shoma. That's the most choshuv, at least in these days, at least to remember that. That's the avoider. Good job, Mr. Shem. We'll meet next year, Monday next Monday. Monday is Motzei Tzom Gedalia. I'm a super if it's going to be Shaykh. I know what I look like on Tzom Gedalia. It's optimistic to think that I'm going to be capable of doing this next Monday. If we can, with your permission, let's set for Tuesday.
Yeah,
no problem. The whole week of Asari Mei Tshuva is brutal. But anyway, let's try for Tuesday night. if there's something going to happen on Monday, I'll let you know. I think it's safe to say that we won't do it on Monday, and Mr. Shem will try and do it on Tuesday.
No problem. Okay. Very, very interesting.
A good gebench to your mamash. Just brocha v'atzlocha b'kolin yonim.
Amen. And to you too.
Amen, amen.
God, take God, care.
Another year. Thank you, Hashem. A whole year we were able to mamash get through a lot of stuff that we wouldn't have seen otherwise, that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. A lot of
accursed. Definitely wouldn't have seen otherwise.
That he gave us a year to mamash be Isaac in his Torah. It's a big chesed. Take good care, Zygazun, Jonathan. Eli, you'll see tomorrow.
Thank you. Take care, Vas.
Take care, Jonathan. All the best. A good year.